The latest is that we continue with surveillance and the tracing contacts. The number of cases, as for yesterday, is 20. The number of dead is at least 11. We are still in that ascending phase of the epidemic. We are looking for additional technical assistance to try to have an adequate response.
Are you worried that the Marburg hemorrhagic fever is spreading far and wide? There are now more than 5 districts that are reporting cases?
At the moment, we don't have yet the right dimension of the outbreak. As we manage to put the teams in the different sites and follow up the contacts, that's when we'll get the clear picture and the dimensions. We are increasing our capacity to detect the cases and follow up, not necessarily that it is spreading at high speed.
We do understand some cases have been reported in the capital city, Kampala. Is this worrisome for you?
The epicenter, the district of Kabale, it is a wealthier population and more mobile, so they can seek better health care services wherever they feel they are available. So that's how some went to another city in Ndarara. Others came here to Kampala, and the others went elsewhere in other cities.
Well, what kind of public awareness campaign is WHO and its partners doing to enlighten the public about the disease?
The campaign is going on, but it does not yet have the full coverage. We are building up the teams now, and we are mobilizing the resources that are needed for this coverage. So that means we'll need to have teams in all the 5 districts for the social mobilization. We'll need to mobilize all the different radios. We are having a meeting with the religious leaders, with local authorities. So we are catching up now, but things... We are not achieving yet the full coverage we need.
One of the people who have died as a result of the hemorrhagic fever is a health worker. Is there concern for those who are treating the victims?
One key concern is always to try to improve on infection prevention and control, particularly for health workers. But like in this situation, normally, as the presentation of this outbreak are not the typical, until you discover it is a viral hemorrhagic fever, sometimes it is a bit late. In this case, we are talking about one mortuary attendant who handled the body of one that later was discovered as a confirmed case. So it didn't take all the prevention that was needed. Really, there is a big concern, and our commitment is to see how we can avert this infection of the health workers themselves.
You said you need technical assistance. What kind of assistance are you looking for?
So we need additional epidemiologists. We need infection control experts. So these infection control are those who will help us to go from facility to facility to try to train the health workers and the community about how to prevent and how to control the infection. We have 5 districts, and we need to have a physical presence there to try to guide the local health authorities in the response.
When should one seek medical attention in terms of this disease?
What we are advising, if somebody starts with a high fever, starts with a headache, diarrhea, and particularly if he is from an affected district or had contact with a confirmed or probable case, the person should contact the health facility